Debate skips real issues. Rosanna slams Puratai for ignoring the people. A leading Bangkok senator has attacked the opposition for rambling on about last year's political violence, when there are far more pressing issues that affect the people to be discussed. Senator Rosanna Tositragun said, with the prospect of steeper consumer goods prices, the opposition could do better in the upcoming no-confidence debate than focus on last year's issues. The Puratai Party is set to grill the Prime Minister and 9 ministers in its proposed censure debate. But in radio programs and online media yesterday, many people complained that the opposition party might do a better job if it focused on household economic issues. The government whip said yesterday it would propose the debate dates be from March 9th to the 12th, before the no-confidence vote on March 13th. Ms. Rosanna said the opposition censure motion submitted yesterday to the House Speaker and expected to take place next week had wrong priorities. It revolves around the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship and is not responsive to the current needs of the people affected by price hikes, she said. She said the government's failed management of cooking palm oil and the prospect of soaring goods prices should dominate the no-confidence debate. The cost of living, particularly food and consumer product prices, have risen sharply, even though the Commerce Ministry maintained yesterday that inflation at 2.95% in the first 2 months of this year remained under control. The debate, which targets the political violence related to the red shirt protests and the Prime Minister's dual nationality, is nonsense, she said. Don't turn this into a political soap opera, she said. Scratch where it itches if the opposition wants to make this debate worthwhile, even though it may not be able to bring down the government. If the opposition does its job, it will give the government a hard time, she said. Ahead of the censure debate, Prime Minister and Democrat leader Abhisit Wainwright ordered every Democrat MP yesterday to make door-to-door visits in their constituencies and asked voters how they were coping with the steeper prices. Within a week, Democrat MPs were expected to drop by 2,500 households each and report their findings to Mr. Abhisit in a party meeting. Concerns have been raised following the request of producers of soybean oil, fertilizer, and pasteurized milk to increase their prices yesterday. Commerce Minister Pontiwa Nakasai, who was one of the targets of the censure debate, said soybean oil producers demanded a price increase of 19 baht for a 1-liter bottle, and producers of fertilizer and ready-to-drink milk sought a 10% price hike each. The proposed hike for soybean oil would raise the price by 41.3% from the price cap of 46 baht to 65 baht. Mrs. Bontiwa warned about a possible shortage of sugar because the local price is well below the international price, which will lead to illegal exports. Steeper fuel prices may further elevate frozen ready-to-eat seafood.